Shannon Lucid, who set an American record by spending 188 days in space, today became the first woman to be awarded the Congressional Space Medal of Honor. Lucid spent more than 6 months aboard the Russian space station Mir. She returned to Earth this September. At a ceremony in the Oval Office today, President Clinton praised her achievement and her service to the nation.
Most pioneers set their sights on just one frontier. Shannon Lucid has pushed to the furthermost reaches of two, the frontiers of both space and science. She has done so with brain power, willpower, courage, skill, and good humor.
In accepting the medal, Shannon Lucid said the flight was really a story of two great spacefaring nations that worked together. And she told one story that reflected that cooperation.
One evening, Yuri and I were sitting or sort of floating around after supper, and we were talking, about our childhoods and how we each grew up mortally afraid of each other's nations, and then how we were sitting there on a day-to-day basis, working together, laughing together, having a good time together. And to the three of us, this seemed like just a small miracle, something that we never would have thought of when we were children. And I think that this is sort of the take-home story from this flight and from the work that we'll be doing on the International Space Station. Thank you very, very much.
Astronaut Shannon Lucid accepting the Congressional Space Medal of Honor today at the White House.